It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to the Auburn Express.
What's up in War Eagle, War Report family? You got Ike Jones back with another morning drop. And today, we're going to talk about the linebacker position, a position that has been up and down for the Auburn Tigers the last few years. Can this be a position of strength this season for Auburn? Let's talk about it. Y'all know how we do right here, War Report style. Drop it on them.
You are now listening to the War Report.
Morning drop. It is Monday, March 25th. Almost over, man. March is almost done, mercifully, as we talk about March Madness. The Auburn Tigers no longer involved in that. But we are here talking a little football today. Hopefully everybody's week is getting off to a great start. Appreciate you dropping in with us this morning on the Auburn Express Morning Drop. You got Ike Jones in here talking a little Auburn football and the linebacker position. First and foremost, when we look at the linebacker position, I had already mentioned it's kind of been a position that has been up and down for Auburn. Perceived weakness going into last season ended up being a good one with the emergence of Eugene Asante in that position last year. And then after getting back from injury, Austin Keys helping solidify that rotation with the addition of Larry Nix in the transfer portal. Solid group, not necessarily game changing, but definitely solid. Looking forward to seeing how Auburn progresses in that room going forward. to kind of kick it off talking about the linebackers or really what we've been doing with every position group, let's get in and talk about who is going to be leaving the room. Started off with the departures from the room and, you know, aforementioned Larry Nixon, who came in last year from the transfer portal, was kind of that 1 year rental over from North Texas, no longer going to be playing for Auburn, of course, because he has graduated. He's out of eligibility. 438 snaps for Larry Nixon last year, a guy who solid contributor, but again, not really a game changer. It's going to be a loss from a depth perspective, but once we get to the additions, we'll see. Auburn's really done a good job of backfilling the losses that they had in the room. Cam Riley, probably the biggest loss because he could have come back this season, hit the transfer portal now at NC State. Cam Riley, a guy who up and down, he was a part of that reason why people were not as confident in the linebacker room going into last season, because Cam Riley just hadn't really shown a lot. He had a lot of promise, you know, big linebacker, kind of your prototypical size in linebacker, good speed at linebacker, really I thought was going to be good in your pass rush specialist room coming up, this buck position that is now in the defense, seemed like he was going to be a good fit to slide over into that spot, had done well rushing the passer late in the season when he was called on in that duty, but has moved on to NC State in the transfer portal. So wishing him the best in whatever happens for him in his career going forward. Cam Riley no longer with the team. and he's a guy that I think is going, again, I think more missed than Larry Nixon because of, you know, similar productivity in less snaps, but had, I think, a higher upside from his athleticism perspective. And of course, he was eligible to return for Auburn. So definitely going to be missed, a senior linebacker heading to NC State. The next two, Powell Gordon and Jake Levant, didn't really play very much in their collegiate career at Auburn. Jake, the former walk-on, got his scholarship during the Harsin year, or that second year under Harsin, I think, is when he got his scholarship. And then the subsequent tenure there for Cadillac as the interim head coach. Levant was playing a little bit there at the end of that season. Again, with a linebacker room that had not been playing well, Levant was able to step in and get some snaps. But it just kind of showed you a lack of depth that was there, whatever the reluctancy was to play Eugene Asante, which we'll get into in just a minute. Levant was able to come in and get some quality minutes during the end of that season, but didn't really play very much last year, graduated, no longer with the team. So Levant not going to be, you know, hugely missed there. He wasn't really a special teams contributor to that level. I mean, he played a little bit of special teams, but not a lot. So this just didn't really get a lot of snaps, not a lot of contributions. And then Powell Gordon, a guy who left via the transfer portal, initially came back to Auburn I think he really wasn't finding the landing spots that he thought he was going to, and now no longer with the team again. So Powell Gordon, a guy, an Auburn kid right there from the hometown team in high school, but just never really found his spot. Another person who looked as if might slide over into that buck slash jack position, just never really found his space in the depth or the rotation, so never really got a lot of snaps. So going to be missed, I think, as far as just the culture guy from there around the campus. But as far as the productivity on the field, not a lot to speak of there with Powell Gordon no longer being in the room. But definitely happy trails to all of those young men, and hopefully they will be able to find whatever fit works best for them going forward into the next season, them being Cam Riley and Powell Gordon. So moving forward, we want to talk a little bit about the folks who are going to be coming back for Auburn. And this is going to be a good group returning. I think going into this season, the linebacker room comes in much stronger because you feel good about where you are with the returning guys that are in this room. So let's take a look at who's going to be coming back for Auburn and start that conversation with Austin Keys, the transfer over last year from Ole Miss. Played a significant amount of snaps towards the end of the year, as I mentioned. Came back from the injury, was dealing with the hand injury when he first got to Auburn. And played, again, good snaps for Auburn, quality snaps. As you can see, of the returning guys, he has the highest overall grade on defense with a 74.7. These all numbers courtesy of Pro Football Focus. His run grade was the highest. Tackling, a problem for him last year. Again, he did have the hurt hand, so he wasn't at full capacity, full strength to be able to get out there and tackle, I think, as effectively as he's capable of. So I expect to see his numbers even increase as far as his productivity and his PFF numbers going into his senior season coming up. Pressure rate, pretty good. Coverage rate, he was the best guy in coverage as far as the linebackers were concerned last year, according to Pro Football Focus. So quality guy. If he's able to maintain his health this season, you're going to have a 1-2 punch there on the interior of that Auburn defense at the linebacker spot that is going to be second to none. When you bring up this next guy, Eugene Asante, Mr. Let's Work, out there getting it done. 491 snaps, by far the most snaps from any linebacker out there. He left it all out there on the field every single time he stepped out there on the field. Love to see that young man play. you know, didn't have the best grades PFF-wise. And when we looked at the film on some of the things, you see, you know, he was out of position every now and then. But the speed, particularly the closing speed, when he analyzes a play and he gets there, you can see that from his tackling grade. He is able to get to the ball carrier at an alarming rate. And he's usually a guy that will get that ball carrier down when he's getting there. So you love what you saw from Eugene Asante in his first real full year as a starting linebacker, particularly in the SEC. He got some time at North Carolina, but didn't really play very much there. First full year, I expect to see another leap from him this year and just understanding where he needs to be and how he needs to get there. He definitely needs to work on his coverage, right? He's not a great coverage linebacker, but he's a guy that you're pointing him in the right direction and he's going to go, you know, put a foot in the ground. He's going to get to it. I loved the tenacity that he brought to that room. A lot of leadership, a lot of energy, a lot of passion. And that's what you need from a middle linebacker. He brings all of those things to you. Physicality, all of the stuff that you want to be able to see. So got to get a little bit better on the coverage stuff because he is going to be asked to be in coverage, particularly against some running backs out there. And some of the coverage scenarios and teams are going to try to pick on him in coverage based upon what he's shown on film. So that's something I think, you know, if he's going to be honest with himself, which he usually is something he needs to work on. And he will probably be spending a lot of time trying to figure out how to read his coverage keys a little bit better and get better in that regard. The next guy here, Robert Woodyard, has not played very much, came in highly touted, was injured his freshman season. Last year, redshirt freshman season, didn't see very much of the field. Seemed to be a little overweight when he first got to camp last year. Has some work that he needed to do. So far during this offseason, haven't heard very much from him, so I don't know where he is right now. But you see in his limited snap duties, didn't really play poorly. He just didn't really have very many opportunities. So looking forward to seeing whether or not Robert Woodyard can work himself into this rotation. It's going to be tough. This is actually now a very tough room to get rotations in, and the standard, I think, is going to creep up a little bit higher again this season for that linebacker room when you have a second year now that your defensive coordinator is a linebacker's coach, and specifically the defensive coordinator this season is going to be coaching the linebacker room specifically, right? So he's directly responsible for that there in the middle and quarterbacking that front seven that it has been very highly touted. I've talked about it a lot here on this channel for DJ Durkin. Your linebackers need to be able to be the guys that quarterback that thing. He's going to hold these guys to a high standard. Robert Woodyard's got an uphill climb to be able to be one of the guys who can be very impactful in that room and get some depth there. Next up, you got the senior Wesley Steiner, and you see here of the four returning guys, really five, you know, no disrespect to Coleman Granberry, who's the walk-on, but of the four returning guys with any snaps, Wesley Steiner, Eugene Asante, Austin Keys, all seniors, so a lot of experience in that room and a lot of snaps, and we'll see more experiences enter that room when we talk about the additions here, but you got three seniors in that room, guys that have played a lot of snaps for the respective teams. Not a lot of snaps last year for Wesley Steiner. He's a guy who was a part of, as I mentioned with Cam Riley, the uncertainty there at the linebacker room, just because that was what you had seen on the field to that point. And so you're saying to yourself, man, if we only got Cam Riley, Wesley Steiner coming back, I'm not sure how this linebacker room is going to perform because you saw some inconsistency there, particularly in the assignment soundness of one Wesley Steiner. His ability to go and get to the ball carrier and get him on the ground has been something that had been up and down in his collegiate career. A lot of speed, a lot of physicality there, but just some issues with diagnosing plays and playing more instinctive and really being where he needed to be. And then when he gets there, making sure that he's finishing the assignment. That had been something he struggled with. But coming into his senior season, definitely going to be a leadership voice in that room to help some of the young guys come along. Looking forward to seeing what the contributions of those three young men are and where Robert Woodyard can potentially get to at the next level of what needs to happen right there for Auburn in the linebacker room. Again, I think that defensive coordinator slash linebackers coach DJ Durkin is going to be holding these linebackers to a high standard. You've got a lot of snaps coming in there. You've got a lot of seniority in that room. I don't anticipate this team looking at the linebacker room and saying this team, these guys aren't able to get it done. You've got enough good experience and quality in that room to go out there and be productive from that unit, and they're going to need it this season from that group. So looking forward to seeing what they do there. All right. Before we get over into our additions for this team at the linebacker position, definitely want to give you a quick word from our show sponsor today, and that's our favorite guys over at Manscaped. This episode is definitely brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure you groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below the waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and join 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer by going to manscaped.com. The link is also in the description of the video, so make sure you guys hit up Manscaped.
War Report family, you are listening to The Morning Drop, where we talk about the most recent and relevant Auburn sports news. We broadcast live from the War Report's YouTube channel on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central Time. You're welcome to come watch it live, but the live chat is reserved for our YouTube channel members only. So come on by, become a member, and get active in the best Auburn sports community on the webs. We'll be right back after we pay a couple bills. Thanks for sticking around through the ad break. Now here's the rest of your morning drop.
All right, let's continue our conversation about the linebackers for Auburn University coming up in the 2024 season, and we will get to the guys who have been added to this room. We've already talked about a lot of the talent that is coming back for this room. Auburn has added some depth, some quality depth for this room. And we'll start it off with the transfer senior over from Mousy is from Duke. And we'll start it off with the transfer senior Dorian Mousy, who is coming over from Duke. 209 snaps last season, a 62.2 rating according to Pro Football Focus. If you haven't already and you're not Green Name Gang, maybe you want to join. But if you are, then you can go over. We did some watch the film on Dorian. Took a look at some of his snaps while he was at Duke. So you can go there and take a look at some of that film. We're going to try to get some more into some of the defensive film during this offseason for sure. But he's a guy that's come over, a solid contributor. He's a smart player, really understands his assignments. I think the biggest thing for me when watching his film was, you know, sometimes the tackling wasn't where you wanted it to be. And sometimes when he was asked to go get after the pass rusher, he just wasn't the most physical there to be able to do that. But I think he's a quality pickup, and he's going to add some needed depth to that room to give you some more guys who have experience at the Power 5 level in Duke playing at ACC, playing in the ACC, and a guy who just kind of understands his assignments. He's pretty assignment sound and understanding where he needs to be. So liked what I saw from his film, and I think he's going to be a solid secondary piece to come in behind your starters there with Austin Keys and Eugene Asante. Now, the guys that are turning heads a lot as far as where they were out of high school and, you know, coming in during the bowl practices and all that, DeMarcus Riddick, DJ Barber. You can't say enough about the additions of the freshmen coming in this class and how highly touted they are coming in. Questions as to whether or not they're going to be ready to play game one. DeMarcus Riddick is a guy that a lot of people like from his size and his physicality. He's going to be coming into that room right now. And DJ Barber is a guy who I think is going to be a thumper there in the interior for Auburn's defense as well. So looking forward to seeing the true freshmen get in, really understand the system, get acclimated. They are there this spring, ready to come in and understand and learn what needs to happen. And they have some time to grow. Now, unlike that wide receiver room and that freeze five, four, whatever you want to call it, this linebacker room has talent, but they're not going to be expected to come in and contribute immediately because there is quality in front of them that has experience. You've got experience and quality. The wide receiver room doesn't have as much depth. So those freshmen, you're looking at them to potentially come in and contribute a little bit more immediately. You don't need to rush these freshman linebackers out there onto the field right now because you have some quality depth in front of them. Now, if they get out there and they earn that time on the field, they absolutely will play. And that actually is exciting if you're an Auburn fan, that if you have freshmen that are playing better than Austin Keys and Eugene Asante, then you have definitely got some quality freshmen that are out there ready to take snaps and can lead that defense into the future for Auburn. But for right now, you don't have to rush Riddick or Barber out there onto the field, but I am looking forward to seeing how they can potentially contribute to make this Auburn defense a quality one going into this season. But that's it for all of the additions there at linebacker. Now it's the time where we have to talk about the stuff. And I don't know. I mean, you can probably predict what I'm about to say for this right here. But the guys who have the most to prove this spring. And I think this conversation begins and ends with two names. Robert Woodyard and Wesley Steiner. It starts and ends there. Now, Wesley Steiner is a guy who, you know, I think he may have already graduated, if not very close to graduation. I do wonder whether or not, you know, if he's not in the top two there in the rotation and he is close to graduation, whether or not he decides to go ahead and, you know, hit the transfer portal as a grad transfer. I don't know what the opportunities will be for him out there in the transfer portal. But what I do know is that he's got a ton of talent. But right now, where I see the rotation being and how it's shaping up, I don't know how many snaps he's going to be getting this season, absent of injuries happening. Because the guys that are in front of him, when you're talking about Eugene Asante, when you're talking about Austin Keys, both senior players that have played a lot of snaps, so he doesn't have more experience than them, both very talented, quality guys who are, you know, assignment sound for the most part. And then you've got Mousy that's coming over, who's going to be able to be in that rotation as well. And we've already talked about the talented freshmen that are there. I don't know where Wesley Steiner gets his snaps unless he's going to be playing special teams, right? So he's got some ground to make up, if you're asking me, as it stands today during the spring, about halfway through the spring. Where does Wesley Steiner see himself going into the fall? That's going to be an important question. And how can he make up ground in that room if he wants to get into that two deep initial rotation? And then Robert Woodyard, I think, you know, he has a lot of eligibility still left out there in front of him. But is he going to be able to make up enough ground to keep the freshmen that are behind him behind him? Right. When I say behind, I'm talking about as far as experience at the collegiate level. But is he going to be able to keep them off the field? That's a difficult proposition. Now, everybody who's in front of him right now is a senior. Right. So you can play the waiting game right now. I don't know that he necessarily has to make a move if he wants to play in the future. I think he still has another year that he could potentially wait that out before he really needs to have a sense of urgency about the transfer portal. But he needs to show and prove this year, particularly this fall, so that when the fall begins, he's in a position where he can start to be in that conversation for, hey, if a guy goes down, we know we can count on Robert Woodyard to come in and do some stuff. Because if, you know, God forbid one of the starting linebackers goes down and they turn and they hand that baton to a true freshman in front of Robert Woodyard, I don't know how he recovers from that in an Auburn uniform, because there's just not, you know, there's too much eligibility for them in front of them and not enough that is left in front of you if you don't make a move right now to be able to get into that rotation. So he either needs to be a stellar performer in order to make sure that he's getting out there, getting snaps, showing people, hey, I can run with people at this level and tackle at this level. He needs to be a solid performer in special teams, right? Or he needs to make a really significant leap to be in that two deep rotation behind your two stellar inside linebackers that you're going to have, as aforementioned, and Mousy, who's coming in from the transfer portal. You need to be in that conversation going into the fall, or otherwise it's going to be really difficult for you to get some snaps in there if you're Robert Woodyard. So it's important for him to do this in the spring and make that move in that direction. I'm wishing the best for him. I had high hopes for him coming in. Of course, when you see that he was initially committed to Alabama and, you know, it was hotly contested up to the very end, you have high hopes for a guy like that coming into your program. But to this point, there's just never been any evidence, particularly out there on the field, because he hasn't had any time out there on the field to show what the deal was as to whether or not he was really about the hype, or if the hype was valid, or if it was just kind of one of those things where you get swept up in the, hey, this is where we're competing for him and all this sort of thing. So we'll see what happens with Robert Woodyard. But those two young men, I think right now, have a very important spring to close out for them, to put themselves in positions to be where they want to be, whatever their collegiate career futures are, or if they have post-collegiate aspirations as a linebacker. So we'll see what happens there. Definitely looking forward to seeing how that develops. All right, that's enough of me talking. I want to hear from you all. How do you all feel about this linebacker room for Auburn University right now, as the spring is It's a pretty deep room right now. A lot of talent, a lot of guys who are seniors that have a lot of experience. How do you feel about the linebacker room this season for Auburn University? Want to hear your thoughts on that. It's enough of me talking. I'm going to get out of here. Before you all get out of here, definitely want to let you know that this is brought to you by the good folks over at Rogue Shop. Make sure you head over to RogueShop.com using code RAPPORT. That'll get you a little something off of your purchase. America's number one online dispensary is the Rogue Shop. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, share the content with somebody before you get out of here. But I will be back at you tomorrow with another Morning Drop. But until then, and as always, War Eagle.